Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report for May 13th, 2024. I'm Phil Adler. Immigration is certainly one of the top political issues that Americans are considering this election year. Confluence Associate Market Strategist Thomas Wash joins us today to explain how investors might fold this issue with all its complexities into their investment strategies. Thomas, first, how difficult is it to divorce immigration as an economic issue from the social aspects of this argument?
Great question. The cost and benefit of immigration are a subject of ongoing debate. While concerns exist regarding national security and border control, immigrants also contribute to the workforce and economic growth. This report examines the potential impact of immigration on monetary policy, specifically how it might influence inflation and interest rates set by the Federal Reserve, and does not look to make a judgment on immigration policy.
Well, how does the United States compare with other major countries on immigration policy?
So the United States leads the world in immigration population with over 50.6 million people. Now, that constitutes roughly one-fifth of the global total of immigration. However, attitudes toward immigration have grown increasingly complex, particularly in Western nations. A recent example is the United Kingdom's controversial policy of sending asylum seekers deemed inadmissible to Rwanda for processing.
I guess one of the broad basic questions is immigration good or bad for the American economy? How can we answer that question?
Immigration is a sensitive topic, and we can't really offer opinions on whether immigration is good or bad for the country. I mean, there is a positive side. Immigrants can fill labor shortages and boost economic growth, and they often start businesses and contribute new skills and ideas. However, an influx of workers can also dampen wage growth for some native-born workers, particularly in low-skilled sectors.
The way an individual might answer this question, is immigration good or bad for the American economy, almost assuredly depends on personal situations. Corporations might feel one way and labor unions the exact opposite. What does the Federal Reserve seem to think?
Just like the country, I think there are diverse views amongst policymakers within the FOMC. While Federal Reserve Chair Powell has pointed to increased immigration as a factor mitigating supply chain issues and contributing to slowing inflation, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman has expressed concerns about its potential to exacerbate the housing shortage, leading to higher shelter costs.
Thomas, if immigration in fact allows the economy to add new jobs without triggering wage inflation, that implies that many job positions around the country are presently going unfilled. What do these statistics tell us?
Well, I think it is the Fed's hope, but the situation may be more complicated than that. The data reveals a critical shortage of workers in jobs that don't require a college degree. Workforce participation in these roles hasn't rebounded to pre-pandemic levels, putting employers at a disadvantage. As a result, employers are not only raising wages to attract new hires, but also increasing compensation to retain existing employees.
Can we say that these unfilled job positions are confined mostly to the low-paid service sector?
Not necessarily. While leisure and hospitality sectors also face work shortages, a significant portion of the labor gap stems from skilled trades like electricians and carpenters. The demand is so high that some high school students are choosing trade schools due to their affordability when compared to colleges and the potential to earn a good wage.
Does this labor situation suggest that many companies might be missing out on profits because they can't find enough workers to fill positions?
The labor shortage has squeezed company profits due to rising wages. However, until recently, most firms were able to pass these increases on to consumers through higher prices. Firms should be able to maintain this trend as long as the economy continues to grow.
Thomas, do the latest job statistics released early in this month of May clarify the picture any?
Well, a key takeaway from the latest report is that the labor market might be cooling down. Payroll growth slumped to a six-month low of 175,000 jobs, while the unemployment rate ticked up unexpectedly. This data aligns with recent signs of a potential slowdown in the broader economy, suggesting that firms might be expecting to expand less in the future. However, it's crucial to remember that a single report doesn't paint the whole picture.
How do demographics amplify the challenge for companies seeking workforce expansions?
Well, a declining birth rate is likely to make immigration more crucial for wages to rise at a stable pace, consistent with the Fed's 2% inflation target. The current fertility rate is 1.6. That's the lowest this century and falls short of the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. This suggests that without the inflow of foreigners, the labor force problem may worsen over time.
Thomas, are there any statistics suggesting federal benefits paid to immigrant workers might create a drain on the federal treasury and cause the Fed to sit up and take notice?
So the Congressional Budget Office projects that immigration will significantly boost the U.S. economy over the next decade, potentially adding over $7 trillion to the gross domestic product. Now, this growth is likely driven by a larger workforce and increased consumer spending by immigrants. Furthermore, as these immigrants integrate into society, there's hope that many will become net contributors, generating more revenue through taxes than they consume in social benefits.
Clearly, there are many ways to approach the subject of immigration. As we sum up, how might strict policies on immigration impact the Federal Reserve's ability to cut interest rates?
Well, we view immigration restrictions as a separate issue, but a shrinking workforce could force businesses to raise wages to attract and retain talent. Persistently high wages due to a shrinking workforce could put upward pressure on the neutral rate, which is the interest rate considered neither stimulative nor restrictive to the economy.
And how should the reality of political resistance to any relaxation in immigration policy impact our investment strategy?
Sure. So a shrinking labor market, which is a potential consequence of stricter immigration controls, could pose a long-term threat to fixed income investments. If inflation rises due to a tighter labor market, the Federal Reserve might prioritize controlling inflation over full employment. This shift in focus could lead to higher interest rates, which typically cause bond prices to fall.
Thomas, what other issues besides labor costs should restrain enthusiasm, in particular for long-term bonds?
Well, in addition to rising labor costs, the growing national debt and potential erosion of U.S. global influence presents further challenges for long-term bond investors. These factors could dampen foreign investor demand for U.S. government debt, potentially leading to higher interest rates in the long run. However, we anticipate these effects to be more gradual and not a pressing concern in the immediate future.
Thank you, Thomas. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.